At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. So we've got a open house this next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, June 28th. It's 1 to 5 p.m. It's How Sound Works Physically, Mentally, Emotionally, and Spiritually. It's here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We do many heart opening sound meditations and put everybody on the sound table and get blissed out. It's really an incredible experience. I also do a little baby sound bath. We also have our certificate program starting again in person in Sausalito. That's September 8th, and it's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights. Half of it's online. You can also pay, if you pay in full by July 1st, you get a big discount as well. Then we also have the full program online. You can do the whole thing online. That's starting July 14th, and it's 2 nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturday morning Pacific time. And it works really well, even though it's not in person. We also have individual classes. You don't have to do the whole program. We also have a recording program starting again June 9th, and that's all about recording, mixing, and producing. And it's really excellent if you want to do any recording, mixing, or producing. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat August 1st and 2nd. It's at the Crystal Tone Shop on the first day. And then on the second day, we go up with the Lemurians up on Mount Shasta and do sound up there. It's really a profound experience. It's only $188. We also have our training for our voice analysis software if you buy it. The training is Sunday, July 12th. Again, everything's at soundhealingcenter.com. So today we're going to go through how to work with sound to heal most of the most common diseases. We've had the Medical Sound Association with the over 1,000 doctors meeting for 5 years and come up with detailed treatment plans. Let me show you here. So, if you go to medicalsoundassociation.com, you can click on the integrative sound button menu, or just go to slash integrative sound. You'll see all the different treatment plans, and they're for a full range of issues, including. Oh my God, there's so many different issues. Here we go. So we got anxiety, depression, grief, trauma, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, sleep, schizophrenia, thyroid, traumatic brain injuries, adrenals, blood clots, heart conditions, digestion, suicide, end of life, ADHD, and strokes. So it for each of these issues, it's a 30-page paper that's in detail, but it's got all of the details of the medical aspects of that issue, what's going on with the issue based on what the medical field knows, the causes, and then the current medical treatments. And that helps us inform how we're going to approach this with sound and music and vibration. Also, there's different types of people, which might include for anxiety. There's completely different when you have somebody with panic attacks, or if it's a kid, it's going to be a different approach as well. And then what we do is go through the conceptual framework and theoretical approach. This is really why we're doing what we're doing with the sound and types of sounds to work with the issue, which is really the whole deal. What's the point? If you go to any hospital, they're always going to ask you, what are you doing? Why do you think this works? And that's it right there. And that's the main thing we're going to be covering today is the conceptual framework and theoretical approach for each of these issues. We also have preparation for the practitioner, safety guidelines, which are really important. I'll talk about a few of those. Intake questions, like 40 intake questions, depending on that specific issue that you could use. So the actual sound treatment examples, homework with sound and music, and then treatments other than sound, and then any ideas we've come up for future research to help the field. So it's very detailed, each one of these treatment plans. Again, we're only going over the conceptual framework. The basis of all sound, as we've covered many times, is really any disease just about is chaos. It's gone out of coherence versus a stable, consistent vibration, which is any drone or any vowel. Wee! It's any crystal bowl, Tibetan bowl, tuning forks, gong. They're all drones. They create a stable, consistent vibration, which is peace. So we're overcoming the chaos from the cellular level to the organs to every disease with the peace, right? That's the basis of it all. This is what peace looks physically in geometry. In the cells are actually can actually break down, and they're no longer symmetrical. And then we actually have a research study where they actually played gongs, and before this they played the gongs, you had the cells were all frazzled, and then after the gong, they were completely symmetrical. The main thing about any diagnosis is you really got to be careful. I remember when they told me I had blood clots, I went, oh my God, I now have to be extremely disciplined on not going into fear. Because with any disease, it's really easy to actually go into fear, and the fear will kill you. It will actually undo or break down your immune system so that it doesn't work as well. Also, if you believe that you're going to be healed and it's a done deal, scientifically, they did many studies that show that you absolutely up your percentage of it being healed way more. Like my brother, he said, with prostate cancer that he has, average people die in 2 years. So he figures he's got 2 years. No. Imagine the extreme of people that totally overcome it and it goes away completely. Right? That's the whole deal. You can't go into fear. You have to assume that it's a done deal. I didn't even want to tell anybody I had blood clots because I didn't want them going, oh, that sucks. What a bummer. Well, that doesn't help anything. What a bummer, right? Who wants that energy? What a bummer, right? Except my one friend said, oh, it's a done deal. I just see it gone. I'm like, yes, that's what I like. That's the energy I want to run. All right. When you get a diagnosis, the doctor should take you in the other room. Instead of telling you the statistic, they should say, these are the statistics if you do a positive affirmation or a positive intention that you are absolutely going to heal. And here's how to do it. Okay. The main thing that helps everything, more or less, is peace. And we are masters at peace when it comes to sound healing. We have so many things that work to create peace. And they work at many different levels, at which I call the hierarchy of vibration, which is simply pure frequencies, frequency level, timbre level, musical interval level, the actual music level, and energy level. You can actually create peace at every one of these levels. And previous podcasts, I've actually gone over how to work with these. So here's what how they work. Uh-oh, I see I lost one of mine. Okay. So first of all, we've got actual one of them. We've got the actual frequencies. There we go. Frequencies, and you can have just a coherent frequency is way better than you've got archetypal frequencies for cells or organs. We've got low frequencies that calm the body. We've also got frequencies for specific parts of the body, or we've now got we can find the note and frequency of your whole system, your home note. Those are all creating peace. And again, this works for just about any issue because peace, when you're at peace, your immune system works better. All of your organs go into alignment. You're more creative, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. But you can also work at the sound level. You have sounds like stable, consistent sounds, all of the sound healing instruments we use that create peace, whether it's crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, gongs. Warm sounds are even more peaceful. That would be the harp or like a wood drum sound. You can actually not go for the peace, but break up energy with dissonant sounds, and then you get back to peace when the dissonant, the stuck energy is broken up, whether it's stuck energy emotionally or physically. So you can get back to peace by actually not using peace to break things up. And then there's musical intervals. Unison is really harmonious octave. Perfect fifth is the best for doing music because it's real, the most peaceful. I think we just talked about that just recently. And then the perfect fourth and major third are quite peaceful as well. Those are the most peaceful intervals
whether you're doing music or just playing different bowls in those musical interval relationships, or even notes on a melodic instrument. And then you can also do it at, use musical flow. Smooth flow, as we've talked about, is the definition of peace. Smooth flow without blockages, and that could be through the body. Also, a slow fade. When a crystal bowl fades out, it leaves you at complete peace. You can go to the home note of the key of the song, or the home note of the key of the person, but especially the song, and that will leave you at peace. So I always end with the home note of the key of the song for the last note of any sound bath or any section. You can also do slow rhythms, music tuned to the breath. It's always nice when you create music where there's one chord on the in breath and another chord on the out breath, and then sweet melodies. But you can also work at the energy level and just create a stable and consistent, peaceful presence. You can also work with your soul energy or their soul energy, or just bring in universal love or any type of love. Or the best is connect to source and bring in all frequencies in the universe, which is what I see as source. So then we've got, you can also play instruments, which will create peace. You can do voice work, toning, chants, and mantra. You can do voice healing on someone, where you actually do sound on their body. You can also play instruments right on the body, Tibetan bowls or tuning forks, and especially sound tables, sound lounges, vests, and pillows. All the vibroacoustic that we make are really good for getting back to peace. But then there's the brainwave entrainment I've talked about, where we actually find your metabolism of your heart and brain when you're at peace. It's an actual rhythm, which is a note, and then we give you CD downloads tuned to that note for you, for delta, for sleep, theta, for creativity, alpha, for learning and presence, beta, for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma, for blissing out. And that's really good for a lot of issues, because we're getting your whole system, your whole nervous system, back to where you're at peace. Right? So all of these create peace. Now, once you're at peace, we can actually then dive in and look at what's triggering the issue. And we can also use different techniques with sound to create peace to mitigate that trigger. And that's where we do the holding frequency class, where we use letting it be, toning, gratitude, compassion, love, as a few of the things. And then you can also work from a higher perspective. You are not the issue. That's the main thing. You're not the issue. And also to imagine it gone, and especially bring in source energy, because source is really intelligent. It knows exactly what frequencies to bring in, and it does it. Right? So these are all the different techniques that basically work for anything. Now let's get a little more detailed. Oh, often when I think of an issue, I think, okay, does it need more activating energy or more calming? Well, gong is more activating. Tibetan bowls with a wood stick are very active. Even a crystal bowl is pretty activating because of the purity, the tone. Whereas a Sansula or Koshi chimes are really quite mellow. So, depression, you don't want calming unless they're really wiped out. You're going to want actual activation where you build up to it. So they, you know, if you do calming, they may never get out of bed. Also, if they need more energy, you're going to do more activation. Or if you need to break up stuck energy, you do more activating sounds and music and energy. With calming, it's really good for anxiety, sensitive or fragile people, people just out of surgery or in hospice. And that's what we use to transmit love. We don't go, I love you. We go, I love you. Right? So any issue, I'm always looking to whether they need more calming or activation. Depression would be activation. Anxiety would be calming. It's basic. Okay, let's start going through the issues here. This is a lot of information, but it's really important, because this is how we can actually not only help people, but ultimately change and or add to the medical system. So it's actually not hurting people as well. Okay, sleep. There's good clinical studies that if you tune the binaural beat brainwave entrainment rhythms to delta, to the person where they would naturally be when asleep, that it really helps people go to sleep. There's a good clinical studies on this, and it's also, I've just had so many people that have gotten their note for the brainwave assessment, and we give delta for them, and it's totally worked. Not only going to sleep, but staying asleep. So delta brainwaves tuned to you. But the other thing that's really important about sleep is a lot of people are stressed throughout the day, and then they think, okay, I'm going to listen to some music or do some, sound healing stuff and get mellow and go to sleep. Well, your system is wired then. The trick is you need to go to a place of peace at least a dozen times throughout the day. And this could just mean doing any vowel for like 10 seconds. Right? Or it could mean listening to music or doing any vowel silently, like this. Try that. Do a vowel silently. That creates peace, even in 15 seconds. So anything you can do to go to a place of peace every hour through the day, then when you go to sleep, it's way easier because your nervous system is not frazzled. Right? That's really important. And then the brainwave entrainment as well. With anxiety, there's a big difference between panic attacks and general anxiety. Panic attacks, there's hardly any sound that works at all. Crystal bowls can be a nightmare. I mean, a gong could kill you and trigger it. I mean, just about any sound is almost too much. Maybe a really big, bassy crystal bowl, softly. About the only sound that works is the voice. Doing a really low frequency calm, ooh, ooh. That can be very effective. But the main thing for panic attacks is to be still. When someone's having a panic attack, they are blown wide open like a sponge. They feel all energy around them. I remember if someone had any anxiety around me, I could feel it intensely. I'm like, get out of here, right? Leave, right? So when somebody's really loving and peaceful, you feel it intensely. A warm hug with love, if appropriate, is the best for panic attacks. It's the very best. But the other thing I've learned about panic attacks is people that are having panic attacks are not shut down. It's like they're on psychedelics, which means you can get them really high, really high. You can get the lights down low, run love, run light and a higher energy if you can connect to source or universal love. Oh my God, they're totally going to go there with you. Because I've gone from having a panic attack to being blissed out in like 10 seconds. It's really quite amazing. So realize that you don't have to be afraid or anything. Just lead them into peace and stillness, not with instruments though. Also, the sound table, sound lounge, it's a nightmare. Way too much energy for someone having a panic attack. The other thing is if someone starts crying, just let them be. Let them be still. Be still and just hold space for them. All right. There's many other things that I'm kind of a specialist at panic attacks because I used to have them. There's many other things you can do. But oh, one thing is what we've gone through here is to find the note of each chakra one by one. Like you tune into the root chakra and listen for a low note and imagine it humming there. Don't even have them make it out loud. Making sound for a person's having a panic attack is a nightmare. It's way too much work. So just have them imagine it there silently and do the same for each chakra. Find a frequency and have them imagine it. And if they can't come up with it, you can do it out loud for a second, but they can normally do it. And then when I did that, I got rid of my panic attacks when I got to the crown and got rid of all of the Xanax I had in my pocket all the time. Got rid of all the fear of panic attack when I realized I could get rid of a panic attack every time with this meditation. Oh my God. Also, our Calm Sleep CD is really good because it's so warm. Warm synthesizer sounds. And also the Unconditional Love CD is really good because it's really just full of universal love. It helped me really, really drastically, right? So panic attacks are, people are really fragile. For general anxiety, a lot of people can handle instruments and even the sound table. It can actually help get them to peace. So that can be actually good. If they're really fragile, no, you got to be really careful. Just anytime you use any sound or any music on anybody, always check in with them and make sure it's working, because you know, even the CDs I mentioned, you know, if it triggers them, you got to stop it immediately. You can also do the brainwave entrainment. That's so effective when you get your brain back to your peaceful state throughout the day, and that overcomes the anxiety. Sound on the body, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, sound lounges. And then once you get to a place of peace with the anxiety, you can really explore the triggers and figure out what triggers the anxiety. It could be food. Alcohol was what triggered it for me. It's like 2 days later after I would drink, I would actually get serious panic attacks. And that was a trigger. Or it could be people, or it could just be the planet, right? And so the main thing is with the holding frequency practice, you can practice letting it be, being in your body, toning, even if you do it silently, running gratitude for this anxiety. Ooh, that's a big one. If you can get to a place of where, what is this teaching me? That's really beautiful. Also to run compassion for the people that are helping create it or the planet. And love's the best. Love's just great for anxiety. And then you can go to a higher perspective. You're not the anxiety. You're a stable, consistent vibration just watching it. ADHD. ADHD is really, it's really helped by brainwave entrainment in beta for you, where we tune the beta frequency brainwave rhythms to your brain. So we find your home note. And the main type of ADHD is where people's brains don't go fast enough to get into the brainwave state of beta. Beta is a really fast rhythm. It's like, and if often people's brains don't go that fast, so they give them speed to speed it up, and it works, but there's all these side effects. So the deal is to find your note of beta and then tune that to you, and we can get you into that fast brainwave state with just zero anxiety because it's still your natural peaceful rhythm, and you can think again. I had this woman come in, and we were testing all 12 notes in beta, all 12 rhythms. And I said, okay, here's the first one. Listen to this. And then see if you can read this really difficult passage to read. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much can you read and retain it? And she goes, zero. I'm like, whoa. She said, I can never read or retain anything. And when we got to her note of beta, where she's listening to it, she started bawling. She said, oh my God, I can totally focus now. And I made a CD for her, and it cured her ADHD. I don't say cure around here very often. She no longer has ADHD. It's really, really often quite effective. There's about 8 different types of ADHD. The main one is, by 80% of all of them, is your brain doesn't go fast enough. Okay. Traumatic brain injuries, finding your home note using delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma tuned to you is really good for overcoming the chaos that a traumatic brain injury creates. Your whole brain kind of goes into fibrillation, right? And so we're getting it back to its stable, consistent rhythm of where you're at peace, where your rhythm of where you're at peace. It's so effective. We also have the flashing lights, the neurovisor now, and that's really effective, even more effective, or the two together are just incredible. Okay. Depression. Again, depression is all about activation. You really need more activation instead of calming, unless somebody's completely wiped out. If they got anxiety and depression or panic attack and a depression, you're not going to be doing activation. You're going to really be doing calming first because you can't do activation when somebody's really, really wiped out. So, but normally with depression, you do need activation. But the thing is, you have to build up to it. The main thing is to meet them where they're at and slowly bring them to the activation. If you actually bring in a gong and start banging it, they're probably going to throw you out, right? You have to build up to that. The main thing that creates activation are high frequencies, fast rhythms, even more activating chords and melodies, and more activating sounds as well. So I've got a CD that I'm going to play in a little bit. That's called Healing Lights, and it's got a song. Actually, it's now called Uplift, used to be called Low Mood, that I did for Massachusetts General Hospital for the Integrative Therapy Department. And it starts out, it takes 10 minutes to get from really blah to very activating. I'll play it in a little bit. And then there's my antidepressant CD, which has a lot of odd harmonics, not so many that so much that it makes you anxious, but it also goes through all the different notes till you get the full perspective, and it's really beautiful. It's got some nice cello in it. And then we've got the depression relief CD, which is frequencies that sometimes people can't handle, but they're really effective for depression. And it comes with a tapping script. So it's a script that says things like, even though I'm depressed and I don't like myself, I love myself no matter what. And you read the tapping script while listening to the frequencies for depression. It's so effective. What's really good for depression is to help people create a playlist in Spotify or iTunes, or just yourself. Create a playlist when you start to get down, play your depression playlist so you can build up to it. And you might have ones when you're really depressed or you're just a little low, because sometimes if you're really depressed, a happy song can kind of piss you off. Right? So you might have to build into it. You can also, if you can play an instrument and get moving, like playing a drum or banging a gong, that's really good for depression. Any exercise is good, but any movement. Also, making the sound of how you're feeling is really good. Or doing sounds on the body. The sound table, sound lounge, they're really calming, but they're very energizing. They're really good for depression. Anything that vibrates physically on the body. Then once you get them peaceful, you can explore new goals. I think a lot of people that are depressed have no goals in life. They don't know what they're here for or what their purpose is anymore. And it could be a purpose could be just as simple as helping a person or being nice or being kind to someone, right? So, but you could create a vision board, even create a new lifestyle. Maybe they'll get into sound healing. And then what would it be like without the depression and make the sound of that? That would be really, that's really effective. Okay. That's depression. Then there's anger. We'll play the song for depression right at the end here. Then there's anger. For anger, the first thing is peace. A lot of people that have anger issues are just wiped out. They're not getting enough sleep. They're not eating. They're they've got all these stresses in their life, and they are barely making it through the day. And so instead of setting boundaries, they get angry. It's because they can't handle hardly anything. They're freaking wiped out. It's not their fault, right? And peace is the best for actually creating more capacity to deal with the world. That's really good. Also, even exercise is really good for being able to create more capacity as well. Now, expressing it can be good if someone is stuffing it. And there's a lot of people that have been stuffing it for a long time, especially if you had parents that would beat you up if you actually spoke back to them, right? You learn to stuff it. There's a lot of people, a lot of women stuff it because men are like overwhelming them, especially in business and such. I mean, it's just a nightmare often. So a lot of people are stuffing it. I mean, also any people of color, they, I don't see how you can't be angry. I mean, the way people of color are treated on this planet, at least here in the US, it's unbelievable, right? So there's so many people that are stuffing it, and sometimes you just got to get it out. The trick, of course, is to get it out without hurting others or hurting yourself, right? I like an open E chord on the guitar, really loud, bang, right? Or any music where you play it intensely can be really, really good. Even banging a gong, hit that gong really hard, get it out, right? But the problem is with expressing it, it doesn't get rid of the seed. It makes you feel better if you're stuffing it, but it doesn't get rid of the seed. You got to go to the seed. And expressing it often brings up other anger. I know if I express my anger, I all of a sudden start thinking about all the people I'm upset with. And it kind of grows, actually. So they've learned that from the books on anger, expressing it doesn't necessarily get rid of it. It makes you feel good in the moment, but the seed is still there. You got to go to the seed. Right? And that could be someone mistreating you or mistreating others for many years, even lifetimes. Right? There's another thing you can do with cognitive process, and that is to make it small. You know, often people go, "That's horrible. It's really horrible what they did or what you did." Well, ratchet it down. It's inconvenient. It's not cool. It sucks. It's a bummer. But it's not the end of the world, right? It's not cool. And then just, you know, say it's not cool instead of it's horrible, right? Just ratchet the energy down. It's not like you're going to die here. Then also to look at the triggers from the anger, you can use the all the techniques for being at peace in the midst of any issue or any trigger. You can just start toning silently. You can run love, send it love, sneakily send it love, right? You can run compassion. If you can be grateful for it, oh my God, that's masterwork. That's really cool. But the biggest problem that why things build up is people don't set boundaries. You got to learn to set boundaries. But sometimes people set boundaries in a really intense and even mean way. They even can yell, right? But if you can set boundaries firmly and run love at the same time, still firm, because you're being abused, right? Then it doesn't build up. It doesn't build up. It's not like you're stuffing it. I've always believed the number one antidote for anger is compassion. I always ask myself, what brought them to do what they're doing? And the answer always is they're lost. They've been entrained into the craziness of our society for tens of thousands of years. And the basis of that is mostly selfishness. But again, a lot of people are just stressed out. They haven't eaten, they haven't slept, you know, they've got stress or they're out of money, right? They're broke, right? There's so many stresses. It's not their fault. And when you realize it's not their fault, they're just lost. Then it's easy to have compassion and run love for them and not get angry at them. It's really the best, the best. If you can go to a higher perspective and basically go into this energy of universal love and oneness, compassion's built in. It's really easy. Most people can't do that, but we talk about that in other podcasts. So that's the different ways to deal with anger. Then there's grief. Grief is really interesting. I'm kind of a grief specialist because I've actually done grief work with groups for a few years, and we teach it in the classes. First of all, if someone has lost someone, don't try and cheer them up. In fact, what I always say is, first of all, I say, are you grieving? Are you crying? If they say yes, say, good job. Continue. It's okay to grieve. Go for it. There's nothing wrong with being sad and grieving. Let it be and just be there. It won't last forever. That's really the best because a lot of people feel embarrassed by crying. People feel embarrassed by just being sad, right? And just let them know it's okay. And if they're not grieving, I mean, a lot of people are like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, I got to go back to work. I got a big deal next. I'm just going to work a lot now. I'm fine. No big deal. I didn't like them anyway. Of course, you love them. You love them, even if you didn't like them, right? So the trick then, if people aren't feeling, is to actually bring them into the grief. I had this one guy who his daughter committed suicide, and then his wife left him. He came in, and he said, if I start crying, I don't think I'll ever stop. Oh my God, I could tell his emotional body was completely shut down. So I got him on the sound table and I started feeling the grief myself and was basically crying myself while doing the treatment. And finally, he started bawling. I'm like, yes, he's feeling again. He's feeling again. His emotional body's working again. Don't be afraid to cry. But the big problem with grief is when it goes on forever. Like I had this one woman in class, and she goes, yeah, my husband died, and I cry every day, 3 or 4 times a day. And I said, how long ago did he die? And she goes, 2 years ago. I'm like, oh my God, you're a professional griever. You've got it down, right? You should teach others how to grieve. However, it's gone on a little long. Does it feel good? She's like, no, not really. It's kind of getting in the way of my life. And I'm like, that's called complicated grief, where you're crying all day long, every day. Now, you could actually have something remind you of the person 20 years later, and you start bawling. There's nothing wrong with that. Go for it. Go for it. It's only when you're doing it all day long, every day, that it's a problem, right? Don't be afraid to actually just break down and cry. Of course you love them. Right? So what I've learned is the number one antidote for grief is gratitude. When you can go to a place, which is pretty easy for most people, where you go, how lucky am I to have had such love in my life? I am freaking blessed. Yes. Woo, right? Do the sound of gratitude. Get it in your body. I am blessed. So I had a relationship that was really important and broke up. We broke up and 6 months for 6 months, I'm like, whoa, right? And finally, I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. And the next time I started getting sad, I thought, stop. And I went, I am so blessed to have had such a bright light on the timeline of my life. I am blessed. If you can also go to where you're okay, I'll tell you my story real quick. I was in a class years ago at UC Santa Cruz, and the first class, the teacher said, pair up with someone. And they said, tell them something really deep about yourself. And this woman said she was at a beach just north of Santa Cruz the day before with her best friend, and they were out in the ocean swimming, and her friend got carried by the waves into the rocks and was killed. I'm like, what are you doing here? And she said, immediately it felt like it was okay. Paramedics came, there was a big crowd, they tried to resuscitate her, but she was gone. She went walking up on the hill. There was a guy up there who had been playing guitar, and he goes, what's going on down there? She said, my friend just died. And he played a song for her on the guitar that totally made it okay. I didn't know what to say about myself after that. I went home, and I'm telling my roommates this story. And I had this one roommate, Andrew, who is a really beautiful, loving person, light being, and he was a really good guitar player. And he said, yeah, I've never played a song like that in my life. It was my freaking roommate that played this song for her the day before, this woman I'd never met the day before. That was over 30 years ago. And then about 5 years ago, Andrew was in Kauai riding a bicycle and got hit by a car and was killed. And my first thought was, it's okay. That's a beautiful place to go. It's not easy. Ultimately, if you can run Universal Love, that's the best. Right? So let me play for you this song for depression, and we'll end with that. And again, this starts out really blah and builds to more and more activation as it goes. So enjoy. It's now called Uplift. There we go. Enjoy. Thank you. We'll continue with the issues in 2 weeks. In the meantime, hold this energy of peace, no more depression for anybody in the world. At least for the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, and years ahead. Thanks for listening. Take care.